No, it's a good team. We were at that judges thing last night.
Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting back to order. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10 o'clock agenda item. It's meeting with facilities to consider notices of lien on the following three properties on the posted on the agenda. So with that, you guys can take it away. Actually, there's more. There's five, right?
Yes.
I sit corrected. There's five. Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. So we have here in front of you, we have a few parcels and properties that we have done some work on. And we haven't been able to get a hold of the owners and nobody can comply to the ordinances and to the statute. So we went in and did a bunch of this work. So again, you're going to see on some of these, there's a few of them where the estimates are way higher than what we actually charged. There was a couple of these that I made the final decision. There was one parcel that was a 100-acre parcel with high weeds. And so it was weed nuisance, so over a foot tall. It would have took us 2 weeks. And in midsummer, when we're really, really busy, I'm like, we just don't have the time to go out there and just mow all this. I mean, I would gladly would have done it. So I made the call and I'm like, check with the complainer, see if we can do a fire block. See if we do like 30 feet from the fence line and see if they'd be happy with that. They were happy with it. So there's a couple of them where you'll see a significant price difference. So, and one of the biggest things we're really working with legal as we speak now, trying to relook at some of our ordinances and statutes on how we can push forward. Some of these, this process takes so long. You know, you go through the initial, you get the sent out a letter, and then you have to wait 10 days, and then we're posting it, and you got to wait, and there's so much time and effort into this. I want to streamline this. I'm like, hey, let's give them, say they got 10 days to comply. They don't comply, we just go do it. And we don't have to post it. We're just doing an initial letter, and we're taking care of it. This really takes a lot of time. And so this was, for last year, just our complaints alone, we were over around 215 complaints for the year. The year before, we were at like 120. That's just how it's exploded. And even before that, we were way less than that. And that's before I took over. But the previous board, and Van Beek, you might remember that it was code enforcement used to do the weed complaints. Oh. Mm-hmm. So it got transferred over to weed and pest and have the previous director and weed and pest take care of it then. Well, it has exploded our complaints. So our workload has increased dramatically. And so, again, we are working with legal. We're trying to streamline some of this, how we can make it quicker. So and this was a conversation we had last time we came in on some of the liens. Commissioner Brooks, you were like, hey, what's the difference? Why is your estimate, say, $6,000, but you only charge $650? And so, again, we're still working on final details of numbers, and I'm working with legal, and they've been booked too, so we will get there. But right now we do have five of them that we do have prices with them. They haven't paid. We just need to push it through so we can get a lien on it. We do have it. I know the board commissioners, you guys have had stated before, we want to do a little workshop on some of these ordinances and some of these, and I would love your guys' ideas and help with this moving forward. But for now, this is where we're at, but we're trying to improve this as we move along every time. So next time we have these liens and we come forward, I'm hoping it's going to look very different and we're going to have a different kind of statute and kind of a guideline how we're going to push these forward and have some kind of order on right now. We're still trying to figure out what's the best system. And again, there was no system before.
Right.
So they never worried about if somebody didn't pay a bill, they didn't put a lien on anybody's property back in the day. So since I've taken over and with Becky's help here and Corey and the other Becky Sino, we're trying to come up with a good system, but working with legal, you know, we got it. So we're trying to change some of the statutes too. So not to try to prolong this and get into a long story. It's really just taking us some time here.
These two are ones we leaned last year.
And so there is two properties here, and we leaned last year as well. It's Zero Rim Road. And so the parcel number, and it is, yeah, it's Taylor Jean Home Incorporated. There's two of them for the same areas, again, that we, and then, again, it's the same. It's, some of these are repeat offenders, and they don't care because we're not, I mean, they're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It makes it tough on us.
Yeah. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So I want to say back what I thought I heard you say, and that is that you're invoicing, you're pricing, you would rather price high and come in low than the other way around. So the estimate is potentially different than the actual cost.
For Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, that right now, I want to get it to a point where we're charging, whatever estimate we give them, I want to charge that estimate.
I see. Okay.
You know, if you have somebody come from the outside to give you a bid, is put insulation in a garage or something, they're going to give you that estimate. They're going to charge you what that estimate is. And so that's what I'm trying to get, a set number of, like, hey, with working with legal, what is a good price here? And we are different than code enforcement. And so I think a lot of these ordinances are set with code enforcement. I get some of the statute, but it really doesn't obtain that way to us. It's different.
Right. And I just want to say that Rick's done a great job. We have a weed superintendent, which is required by Idaho state statute. And so it really does belong in weed and pest to evaluate. And it's unfortunate that people let their weeds get to this point. But you have, you know, it's $300 an hour that's listed on that. But you have the man hours, you have the equipment mobilization, you might have multiple site visits, and then you have the billing process and the aftermath. So looking at all those, we did approve a fee increase on that, which we want the cost of the service. We don't want other people paying for somebody else's mess. And so none of that was being done historically until Rick got into the weeds. So I appreciate your explanation, and thank you for that. Then the other thing I heard you say is that on these notice to file lien for a code, well, it's an ordinance violation, basically, that you're going to send a one-time notice to the property owner, and then you're going to file. Is that right?
You want to?
Commissioner Ramby, send the notice, and then give them so many days, and then go do the job, and then we would send an invoice. They would have 30 days to pay.
Okay.
And if they didn't pay.
Gotcha. Okay, sure. So,
long drawn out process still.
And I get that.
Longer, the way we're doing it now is even way longer.
And I appreciate that. And you guys are busy and we're busy. So the thing that I would want to make sure that's clear from the legal side is that it's clearly noticed on there that you have so many days that is just crystal clear. You're going to have a lien put on your house if you don't pay this, because we've gotten a complaint.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Chairman, I'm in favor.
Okay. Rick, I would suggest, as we're moving forward, that you do it by the square foot of the lot that's been in notice, and then you have 3 to 5 tiers. If it's 6-inch high vegetation, if it's 1 foot, 3 foot, whatever, and that's a multiplier, mm-hmm. and that will incentivize them. It'll allow staff to just do it off of a chart. The burden of proof is not upon us to prove about the exact cost. That's, we're not in the bidding process.
So, Mr. Chair, I 100% agree, and I appreciate that. I really feel it's a huge need for us to do a workshop with legal.
Absolutely.
We're getting different, you know, they have different views of this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to come together all as a team and make this right. I agree. Even if there's some statutes saying now, we can only charge for the work that has been completed and stuff. But, I mean, there's so much on the backside of things, like admin side of things and all that. So there's a lot more. And I still feel like some of these, like, and I'm working with my team to figure out, okay, what does this look like, you know, with that estimate? But if we're just charging, like, our general man hours, like, just that's our general.
No.
If you're not complying, it needs to be at a higher rate. Maybe there's a penalty, or maybe there's you get a citation or something that's all involved with that. But again, we're getting a lot of individuals I mean, this year we've had probably 12 total this year. So it's not everybody, but, and what's frustrating for me, it's a lot of these operations that are maybe that are in like a new subdivision or mm-hmm. looking at this, they're letting it go. And some of them with the HOA, it's tough because we're like, really, by ordinance, it should go back to the HOA, but you can have one person go and will send us 10 complaints on their neighbors around the HOA. And so, again, there's a lot of moving pieces and parts here that we have to come up with the final system.
Sure.
League. And, again, we haven't been in this not quite 2 years yet.
Right.
And like I said, this last year with these complaints taken off, it really opens our eyes to, like, hey, what do we have to look at with this process here? So,
right.
Again, I'm looking forward to the just assistance of the commissioners.
Yeah. All right, let's get that started in January then with the new prosecuting attorney's office. Their intensity of being wanting to be engaged is going to be helpful. Yeah. So,
Chairman, I think you have a really great idea of a chart, and we're building for the future, so a rubric that is exactly what you laid out. I volunteered at a nonprofit this week and was pricing, and it was really simple because I had a chart.
Yeah.
This equals this, and noxious weeds, whatever it is, should be priced at a higher level than just regular weeds.
I want to make a public, private thank you to Taylor Jean Homes Incorporated for being a frequent flyer and not wanting to follow the law. And you will incentivize us to make this a very efficient system. So thank you for being non-compliant. I'll make note of that on the record.
And Chairman, I want to say that that was a contentious hearing, and we were assured that that would be a quality development, and part of that includes good stewardship of the ground while you're waiting to develop. That's disappointing to hear. That's my public statement.
All right, so moving right along in specificity, which liens do we want to consider at a time for approval?
Chairman, oh, sorry.
I was going to say, Mr. Chair, do you want me just to go through each one and I could just give you the parcel number and the address and we can go that way, or is there...
That was going to be the, because it's a boilerplate form for all of these properties, so if you put... Chairman, this would be my idea, the address and the parcel number. We can make a motion to include all of that as presented.
Okay. And I also want to make on the record that within reason, I could care less that you estimate high and you're able to bring it in low. I think that's a testament to your efficacy in trying to do a good job. And I don't like... guessing very low and coming in very high. That part doesn't feel right or doesn't work right with me. So no apology for me is needed that you came in way lower than the estimate. Some of this stuff you don't even get to walk through. You're looking at it from the road, for goodness sakes, and trying to come up with a reliable estimate. So no apology needed for that for me, so at all.
Okay. I'll just start with the first one, and I'll just go through
okay. The
address, and I'll give you the parcel number. So the first one, it says, and a lot of these are that way, it just has 0 Duff Lane. The parcel number is R376050000. 50s at the end of there.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Any questions on that? Is it okay to move forward?
Okay to move forward.
Okay.
Yes. Next one is 0 E Pink Bud Street. And parcel number is R34371114300.
Okay.
Next one here is 8566 Silverwood Way, parcel number R338333000. 40s at the end.
Okay, any questions?
No, sir.
Okay, all right.
And I just want to state those previous three are all LLCs.
Okay. Noticed that.
Next one here is 5903 Oak Street. Parcel number is R20878000005. Five zeros at the end of that one.
Okay. Any questions on that?
No.
We're good to go?
Yes.
All right.
Last one here is Zero Rim Road. Parcel number is R301-01-01-1C0.
Any questions on that one, or are we good to go?
I think we're good to go.
All right. Okay, that's all five of them. I would entertain either further discussion or a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the notices of lien on the properties that have been spoken into the record and are listed out on the commissioner's agenda.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
So we look forward to working with you and the prosecutor's office to put together an ordinance that honors the taxpayer and addresses the cost and the overhead of the people who chooses to violate the law, where we have to come in and clean up their private property. And that part just kind of frustrates me, but that's a little bit of the part of a public service, is you will always have, for whatever reason, some of those individuals who choose to not do that.
Yeah.
And don't care about their neighbor. And that's frustrating, but I think that we, you have 2 years of frustration, so you have a good background and a foundation to be involved with us in trying to work ordinances and fees and all of that to go forward.
Yeah. Chairman, yeah, I just want to say thank you. You have a great team. You have people that work well together, and you've picked up a big load, and appreciate Becky's tenure in that, and Jody in your office. It's a lot to manage, and every time you guys take a call, you have to go out on site, you have to do all of that. It's appreciated by the people in Canyon County.
And I'm so thankful that we don't have to go up and clean up snow on private property. So you kind of have the winter off, but not really, right?
Yeah. And again, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, just that number of complaints has just exploded as more people have moved in here. And it's, I look forward to working with the commissioners and legal and my staff, my team, of coming up with good solutions moving forward. That is easier on all of us.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I don't see it getting better for the meantime. I just see a lot of people moving in who've either experienced life in a different land with different rules or whatever, and they have this expectation and they want it fixed. And that is representative in the number of calls that you're getting. And that type of mentality kind of frustrates me. They won't walk across the yard to talk with their neighbor or even offer to help. But they'll call us, fix my problem.
The chairman, I'm going to just make one more pitch for the good working relationships and the trust that exists in Canyon County. Commissioner Brooks and I were privileged to attend an event last night where the judges were present for a holiday event, and we received compliments on the leadership team and how well Canyon County, we are up and coming, we are going to lead the way, and we're going to do a good job. There's going to be a noticeable difference. So.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks. Are we okay to adjourn?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's be in adjournment. Thanks.